This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. And now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. Here's KALW's Julie Kane.
All week long, we've been playing you this sound.
The dramatic sloping's a nice touch. The floor.
Think you know what that is and where we recorded it? Just to make sure, I'm going to give you another hint. That sound is connected to one of the Bay Area's most beloved writers. Want to know more? We sent KALW's Meredith Hodnott to bring us a bit of literary history from the heart of Oakland.
Today, most people know Jack London Square as a waterside tourist destination. Saturday date nights and Sunday morning farmers markets. But back in the late 1800s, the Oakland waterfront was a very different place. That was when Jack London himself was living here in the Bay Area and writing books that would become embedded into the American literary consciousness.
I wanted to be where the winds of adventure blew, and the winds of adventure blew the oyster pirate sloops up and down San Francisco Bay.
Before Jack London became an iconic writer, he spent much of his early life here, among cannery warehouses, trade ships, and saloons that lined these streets.
In Jack London's time, these would have all been warehouses and, you know, just a very different feel.
Annalee Allen is a local historian, author, and coordinator of the city's Oakland Tours Program, which provides tours for historic sites all over Oakland, including the waterfront. She says it was just before Jack London's birth that the port turned into the active place that he would come to know.
So San Francisco is the main settlement in the 1800s, and over here we were the other shore, Contra Costa.
Up until the mid-1800s, San Francisco was the area's main population hub. The East Bay, with just a few small towns and cities, was known as Contra Costa, or the other shore. But in 1869, just 7 years before Jack London was born, the Transcontinental Railroad came to the Oakland waterfront.
One of the key points about Oakland history is that it was the first western terminus of the Transcontinental Railroad, connecting the East Coast to the West Coast.
The Transcontinental Railroad extended the eastern U.S. rail system from western Iowa to the San Francisco Bay. It also transformed Oakland. The waterfront grew into a national center of industry. The railroad connected passengers and cargo from the east to ferries and ships in the west.
So that's how Oakland grew so rapidly in the 1870s when Jack London was a baby and a young boy.
For Jack London, Oakland was the starting place for many adventures. In one of his first, he went north to search for gold in Canada's frozen Yukon wilderness.
When the world rang with the tale of Arctic gold, and the lure of the north gripped the heartstrings of men.
Annalee Allen and I walk into an open area by the docks on the eastern edge of the square. In front of us, there's a squat log cabin that looks a little out of place under the swaying palm trees. It's a reproduction of the cabin where London stayed during long winter nights in the Yukon. It's here courtesy of an area businessman and Jack London fan, who went on an expedition in the 1960s to find the original cabin and brought back the logs to make this tribute. Annalee stoops to peer through the window of the cabin.
So this cabin was here when I was young, growing up and visiting with my parents. And I can remember looking in here and thinking, trying to imagine myself. There are the lanterns there. And there's some old pelts there. It's kind of like Disneyland stuff in a way.
Jack London never struck it rich as a prospector, but he did find lots of materials for his writing career. It was a bitter winter in 1897, and Jack London was just 21. Crowded into a small cabin, he listened in as the other prospectors told tall tales.
Rough jests and rougher jokes went up and down, and great hazards by trail and river were spoken of in the light of commonplaces.
And so young Jack London, you know, writes all this down and keeps it in his mind. It was the dawn of the 20th century, and the rough and ready pioneer prospector days were almost over. So this is the last vestige of it, and he was able to articulate and talk about that in all these stories and magazine articles, and people loved it.
He passed his precious tobacco among them with lavish disregard, and rusty chains of reminiscence were loosened. and Forgotten Odysseys resurrected for his especial benefit.
Jack London returned from the Yukon and started a prolific writing career. He went on to write dozens of novels, short story collections, and essays. London's passion for words was encouraged here on the Oakland waterfront, at Heinhold's First and Last Chance Saloon. Today, Heinhold's is a favorite establishment on the Oakland waterfront, and it also was back in London's day. Just steps from the docks, it was the last chance sailors had to get a drink before shipping off on voyages, and their first chance to get a drink when they came back into port.
A nickel beer, a dime whiskey, you know, Heinhold's was the place to be.
Inside, every square inch of the walls and ceiling is covered in photos, signs, and memorabilia. Bradford Ferris has been drinking at Heinhold's for years, and bartending here for the past two. He points out a framed photo on the wall.
So we have a picture up on the wall of Jack London when he's 10 years old, sitting at the very table at the front of the bar, reading a dictionary that Johnny gave him.
Johnny Heinhold, that is, the original owner of the saloon. He came across Jack London when London was just a scrappy youth working hard jobs on ships and canneries on the waterfront.
And Johnny was a little worried about him, so we really brought him in here, found him a very precocious kid, and realized he had a real thirst for words and literature.
Johnny Heinhold gave London tuition money for university, and in turn, London immortalized Heinhold and the saloon culture in some of his most famous writings.
In the saloons, life was different. Men talked with great voices, laughed great laughs, and there was an atmosphere of greatness.
That atmosphere was carefully passed down through generations of owners and still lives on today.
It hasn't been redone. It hasn't been rebuilt. We're still here today doing the exact same thing we were doing 133 years ago.
The folks at Heinhold take pride in being part of and preserving a little piece of history. As the city celebrates the 100th anniversary of Jack London's death, it's clear that his life and the story of the Oakland waterfront are forever intertwined. For Cross Currents, I'm Meredith Hodnott in Oakland.
Thanks, Meredith. The city of Oakland is celebrating all things Jack London with readings, lectures, and other Jack London-themed events throughout the rest of the year, including a tour of the Oakland waterfront on October 29th. And a big congratulations to Colin Hammond. He's our Audiograph winner this week. Nice going, Colin. We're going to send you a KALW t-shirt. For the rest of you, you'll have another chance to win next week. Here's your sneak listen to the next Audiograph mystery sound.
Please pick up all of our hats and matches at the Piazza at the baggage door, which is located next to Bureau 47. Thank you.
Think you know what that is and where we recorded it? Give us a call and tell us. 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. We love hearing from you. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks for playing. I'm Julie Kane.